Every small business has the ability to make a big impact. The 2017 Sage Small Business Awards with Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
Celebrating SA's entrepreneurial spirit.
Just a couple more days of celebrating South Africa's entrepreneurial spirit with Sage Small Business Awards. Then Keno and I will have chatted to 30 representatives of 30 great small businesses, one of which is going to win the 2017 Sage Small Business Awards with Cape Talk and get a laptop with Sage Accounting and Payroll Software and an airtime package to the value of 250,000 Rand right here on Cape Talk. It could well be a business called Fabricate. And one of the co-owners of Fabricate, Fazana Badsha, is on the line to us now. Fazana, very good afternoon.
Hi, John.
A retail store which sells contemporary South African design. It's in the Garden Centre. Do you curate everything that you put in there? Do you personally choose it?
We do. We work very closely with the designers that we represent in the shop to select the objects that we sell in the shop. And it's also about creating a lovely experience for our customers. So we work hard at that.
And it's 100% local. You've got no imported goodies in there at all.
Absolutely. That's the main criteria, other than good design and value for money, and it needs to be local.
And there's a wide range of products, designed products, which you have available.
Absolutely. We've got all kinds of things, from jewelry and stationery to prints, things for your home. It's a very broad range of objects at a different price points as well, so that there's something for everybody. We want to be an accessible place for well-made local products.
So I must. When we did a Saturday morning quarterfinal of the Brain of Cape Talk earlier this year, the one at the Garden Centre, on my way out of the centre, I walked past the shop and I made a mental note: very, very good Christmas presents to be bought in there.
Absolutely.
You and your sister set it up 4 years ago. What was your history before that, the two of you?
Well, Layla's a born and bred entrepreneur and has always been and wanted to be an entrepreneur, and has developed her career through being a crafter and designer herself. My background is in contemporary art and a little bit different, but I'm taking those skills and applying them in a creative, different kind of creative space now.
I'm a little worried that there's an absence of business skills in either of your CVs. Has that been an issue for you? I mean, you're both creative people, and having to sort of mold that creativity into the business entrepreneurial environment.
We're both fortunately very practical, and Layla's really good at marketing, and you know, we've worked hard at the business side. We rely on really good people to advise and assist us. And we've learned a lot, but, you know, we're both practical, we both think logically, and we both are able to balance the business side with the creative side.
And what's your approach to the designers that you bring in? Is it just about the object, or is it also a little bit about giving a lesser-known designer a leg up? You know, if you're confronted with let me take one of the examples, two items of jewelry, one made by a relatively established designer and the other by a less established designer, do you favor the less established?
Combination of both. We have a very one of our biggest things that we do is develop relationships with designers, established and developing. Our work and the shop only exists because of really good, strong, symbiotic relationships with the people who make these things that we sell. So we do both. We work with established designers who have a lot of capacity, and we're also put time and effort into working with entrepreneurs who are developing and their products, and giving them feedback and guidance, and giving them a perspective from our side, which is the retail side. So we have to do both.
And are you comfortable with the size of the business at the moment? Is it something that you might consider not franchising, that's the wrong word, but you know, perhaps opening another outlet, or maybe, you know, with three outlets by the year 2020, we want three outlets in three different parts of Cape Town.
That's definitely one of our ambitions. We'd love to have more branches in different parts of the city. And we'd also like to develop our own products and develop our brand through marketing. So there are a number of strategies we have, but we'd love to have more locations eventually.
And obviously the two sisters get on.
We do. It's tricky sometimes, I won't lie, but fortunately we trust each other completely, and that makes doing business with family worthwhile.
So it's not a question of phoning mum and saying, "Mum, Layla's..." No, beyond
no,
that,
no. We try not to do that.
Well, good luck. I hope that you meet those ambitions of opening further outlets. Farzana Badshah, very nice to chat to you, co-owner of Fabricate. And I did. When I walked past that shop earlier this year, I thought that's a very, very good place when one needs to buy gifts, you know, going away gift, a birthday gift, anniversary gift, whatever it is. It looked like a very, very good destination for the gift seeker. As a small business owner, you haven't chosen an easy path, but now that you've made your vision a reality, you need accounting and payroll software that will make your journey a successful one. No matter where you want your business to go, Sage Software Solutions can help you get there. For more than 30 years, Sage has been providing accessible, intelligent accounting and payroll software powered by the cloud to businesses just like yours. Visit journey.sage.co.za to find your perfect solution. Sage, proud sponsor of the Cape Talk Small Business Awards. Kina will tomorrow morning feature another small business. I'll do one tomorrow afternoon. And then Kina and I will each do one. Announcement will be made on this program on the afternoon of Thursday, the 21st of this month. That is something I really look forward to.